this is definitely my most out and proud moment as a queer musician.
I really want to thank the members of Out Music. You have no idea how much this means.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Yeah. I really, truly hope that some way, somehow, we all start to make a lot of money.
I am the freak, I am the bag, I am the weirder one you couldn't stand.
I feel like I should go,
Welcome to This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Marriage equality does not appeal to New York and Georgia justices. Pride parades from Piccadilly Circus to Plaza Venezuela, and the queer music community pays homage to its best. All that and more this week because you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Kathy Sanchez.
And I'm Charles Hall.
With News Wrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending July 8, 2006. High courts in two U.S. states this week ruled against marriage equality for lesbian and gay couples in what the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force's Matt Foreman called a tortured and intellectually strained decision. New York's Court of Appeals said in a 4-2 ruling on July 6 that because heterosexual couples can have children accidentally, while gay and lesbian couples can only choose to have them, state law should therefore encourage heterosexual matrimony by denying same-gender couples the right to marry. The majority decision, written by Judge Robert S. Smith, an appointee of Republican Governor George Pataki, said that the state constitution does not compel the recognition of marriages between members of the same sex because heterosexual intercourse has a natural tendency to lead to the birth of children. Homosexual intercourse does not. It said limiting marriage to heterosexual couples was based on a sense that children are best raised by two opposite gender parents, even though there's no hard evidence to support that reasoning. In fact, according to a report released this week by the American Academy of Pediatrics, children of same-gender couples benefit when their parents are able to marry or form civil unions. The ruling concluded that whether same-gender marriages should be recognized is a question to be addressed by the legislature.
In her dissenting opinion, Chief Judge Judith Kaye argued that it is uniquely the function of the judicial branch to safeguard individual liberties guaranteed by the New York State Constitution and to order redress for their violation. The court's duty to protect constitutional rights is an imperative of the separation of powers, not its enemy. I am confident that future generations will look back on today's decision as an unfortunate misstep.
Angry gays and lesbians gathered across New York State that night to protest the ruling. About 1,000 people demonstrated in Sheridan Square in New York City's West Village. Hundreds of others protested in Albany, Rochester, and four other cities around the state.
As a side effect of the New York High Court ruling, couples from that state who were part of the lawsuit in Massachusetts demanding the right to marry for out-of-state lesbi-gay couples will be dropped as plaintiffs. Even though the Bay State's Supreme Judicial Court ruled in favor of marriage equality in 2003, it upheld a 1913 law in March of this year banning any out-of-state couple from marrying there if the couple's home state would not legally recognize the marriage. However, the court also said that there could be exceptions for couples from Rhode Island and New York because marriage laws in those states seem unclear at the time. That's now no longer the situation in New York. The case involving the Rhode Island couples returned to a lower court last week. A Washington State Supreme Court ruling in a marriage equality lawsuit has been pending since the case was heard in March 2005. Similar lawsuits are working their way up the judicial ladder in California and New Jersey.
On the same day as the New York ruling was handed down, the Georgia Supreme Court unanimously upheld the state's voter-approved constitutional amendment to ban same-gender marriage and to refuse to recognize lesbian and gay couples who've been legally united outside the state. It also denies Georgia court's jurisdiction over separations, property disputes, or any other legal issues arising as a result of or in connection with any such relationship. The amendment's opponents had argued that the ballot measure violated state law by addressing more than one specific issue. But Georgia's high court decided that a proposal doesn't violate the single subject rule as long as its various parts are germane to the main issue. Measures to ban marriage equality in state constitutions failed in the Pennsylvania legislature this week and seem to be coming up short in a petition drive in Illinois. However, marriage equality opponents in Arizona submitted what appeared to be enough signatures this week to qualify a November state ballot measure constitutionally banning same-gender marriage in that state.
The first legal same-gender unions in Central Europe took place at registry offices across the Czech Republic this week. The country's civil partnership law came into effect on July 1st, but lesbian and gay couples there appeared reluctant to exchange vows under the media spotlight. Only three couples took advantage of the new law on its first day, and none in the capital city of Prague. The first to register their partnership in Ostrava in northern Moravia was a gay male couple, identified only as Karel, and a man variously named Pepa or Joseph in different media reports. Well-wishers joined the couple as the men exchanged vows, and then, with a string of tin cans attached to the bumper of their car, sped off to a small reception. The Czech law gives same-gender couples who register their partnership inheritance and health care rights similar to those heterosexual married couples enjoy. It specifically does not, however, allow marriage or adoption.
What was by most accounts a sensationally successful Pride Parade on July 1st capped a two-week European festival of LGBT culture in London. Streets in central London were closed as marchers, floats, dancers, and bands joined the Euro Pride procession. Spectators cheered as the parade, featuring a giant rainbow flag, wound its way along Oxford Street, through Piccadilly Circus and Trafalgar Square, then Whitehall and Victoria Embankment. Organizers estimated the crowd at 750,000, while a Scotland Yard spokesperson set the number at 40,000, perhaps contributing to relatively minimal coverage of the event in mainstream media. About 40 uniformed Royal Navy personnel led the parade, thought to be a first at any Pride event in the world. Army and Royal Air Force personnel, however, were not given permission to take part in uniform. Several British lawmakers, along with Europe's first transgender politician, Italian MP Vladimiro Guadagno, better known by her drag name, Vladimir Luxuria, spoke at a post-parade rally. "It's important to represent the whole community," Luxuria said, "to give them all a voice."
Thousands of LGBT people and their supporters paraded in Caracas on July 2nd, the sixth year in a row that Venezuela has held a Pride March. The colorful and lively parade, the closing event of a month of LGBT activities, ended at Plaza Venezuela with a post-parade rally followed by music and dancing. One of the parade's organizers, 21-year-old Georgie Martinez-Torres, who is also a nationally recognized gymnast, marched bare-chested and flipped his way down the street to the delight of the crowd. "We are here to show the community that we don't just go out at night, as many believe," he said, "and we are going to demonstrate how many of us there are."
June 24th and 25th were also popular days for Pride parades around the world. Drizzly skies didn't stop about 5,000 people from marching through central Dublin before thousands of spectators, said to be Ireland's largest Pride parade ever. Several thousand people also marched in Rome, while a larger Italian parade took place in Turin the week before.
Hundreds of thousands made central Toronto festive, and, as the Toronto Star reported, joining the revelry were many corporations, banks, car companies, and phone service providers, to name a few, as well as politicians of all stripes, including a pack of Liberal Party leadership hopefuls.
400 people marched in Lisbon, while more than 1,000 marched in Athens' second-ever Pride Parade. At a post-parade festival, activists called for access to civil marriage and lesbian-gay-neutral sex education in schools.
About 50,000 people turned out with pride in the Dutch city of Zwolle, while queers and their friends in Valencia celebrated the first anniversary of Spain's marriage equality legislation at a parade with the theme of "For Diversity, All Families Matter."
And finally, as the U.S. baseball season reaches the All-Star break, one local gay night spot is honoring Chicago White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen, well, sort of. The Kit Kat Lounge and Supper Club, known for its outrageous drag shows and celebrity-named martinis, has introduced the Effin' Aussie Guillotini, which comes with a copy of the Chicago Sun-Times sports section. Serving the paper on the side is a nod to Sun-Times sports columnist Jay Mariotti. Last month, Guillen went on a tirade against Mariotti over a story criticizing the way he was managing the White Sox. "What a piece of S he is, effing fag," Guillen said about Mariotti in his well-publicized rant, which of course we can't fully report without violating U.S. broadcast obscenity laws. Guillen later apologized, but was fined by Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, who also ordered him to undergo sensitivity training. In his apology, Guillen claimed that he isn't homophobic and has many friends in the gay community. He also said he intends to visit the gay games in Chicago on July 17th, an off day for his team. The Effin' Aussie Guillotini is made with assorted fresh fruit and Effin' vodka, the brand used in the drink, and also a euphemism for one of the curse words Guillen used. With the Sun-Times sports section, the cocktail costs $8.50.
That's News Wrap for the week ending July 8th, 2006. Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap was written by Greg Gordon and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles. For This Way Out, I'm Kathy Sanchez.
And I'm Charles Hall.
Hi, my name is Billy Beane, and I was a Major League Baseball player from 1986 to 1995. I started with the Detroit Tigers. I played for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. I am gay, and you're listening to a show that hits it out of the park every week. This Way Out Radio Magazine.
Variety was the spice of this year's Out Music Awards Gala. Our audiophile team was on the scene to capture the sounds that celebrated the winning songs.
She's from down in Oklahoma, it's been called the Sooner State. She was born first time at zero, and then again at eight. That's when she heard them voices a-calling from above. Don't let homosexuals get their share of love. Anita, whoa, Anita, that juice has filled your cup. But Anita, oh yes, Anita, you're still the second runner-up.
That's the voice of Tom Wilson Weinberg, and he was just one of those honored at the Out Music Awards, held in New York City on June 11th. I'm J.D. Doyle.
I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm Christopher David Trentum. On this expanded edition of Audiophile, we bring you the music and voices of the awards.
Out Music was founded over 16 years ago and is a network of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered musicians and supporters. Its slogan describes its goal: making music within community and community within music.
For this year's awards, over 500 songs were submitted from 119 artists in 15 categories. They hailed from all over the U.S., plus Canada, the U.K., and New Zealand, and included veteran performers as well as debut artists in a wide variety of musical genres.
This year's awards were hosted by two artists who have received Out Music Awards in past years: folk poet and queer artist activist Alex Olson, and pop and dance music singer-songwriter Ari Gold.
We're starting our coverage with an artist who's won Out Music Awards in past years, Mark Weigel. This year, he received the award for Outstanding New Recording Male for his double CD set entitled Soul Sex.
I love the sound of thunder in the night. I love when we make love just as the sky turns light. I love my man, and I love horses.
And for Outstanding New Recording Female, the award went to Nedra Johnson for her album just called Nedra.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Yeah.
Any way you need her, she will come.
The intentions of your heart, know that you can call on God, and any way you need her, she will come.
In the category of Outstanding Debut Recording Male, K Kevin Cahoon took home the honor for his very energetic album, Doll.
I am the freak, I am the fag, I am the weirdo one you couldn't stand. I am the geek, I am the nerd, you beat me up when I was 10. So what, I'm playing with dolls, I'm playing with dolls.
The variety of the awards presented was demonstrated early in the ceremony when the award for Outstanding Debut Recording Female was presented to Melissa Fogarty for her classical album, Handel, Scorned and Betrayed.
This is amazing. I feel like I should go, anyway, well, Scorned and Betrayed is the last thing I'm feeling as I accept this wonderful trophy. And thank you, judges, for choosing me to receive such an honor. And congratulations to all the nominees in this category. I'm honored to have been included in such an amazing pool of talent. And that goes for actually all the nominees. Thank you to Eve Sicular of Isle of Klesbos for letting me know about Out Music and urging me to submit my CD. Thank you to Out Music founders Dan Martin and Michael Biello. Enormous thanks and gratitude to Ed Mannix. Your tireless work and infectious enthusiasm is greatly appreciated. Yeah. Just one quick last thing. This is definitely my most out and proud moment as a queer musician, and for that, I'm so grateful to Out Music. Thank you.
And it was a good day for classical music, as seen by the next two awards. Composer David Del Tredici received the Out Music Award for Outstanding New Recording Instrumental for his work, Paul Revere's Ride.
Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day, and you who remembers that famous day, and you.
For the category of Outstanding Producer, Thomas C. Moore was honored for several classical releases issued during the year.
Very honored to be here. Thank you all. And again, I'm representing the classical community here, and I'm very proud to represent this community. I'm very proud to represent the gay community. And I want to honor all the artists who have been nominated and all the artists who have performed, because without these artists, I couldn't do what I do.
There were three special awards given during the show. They were designed to recognize extraordinary contributions to the Out Music community over the years.
Kathy Reeser was given the Outstanding Support Award, which is for exemplary involvement by non-musicians in supporting and furthering the work of GLBT musicians. For the last 10 years, Kathy has been host and producer of the program Out Loud and Queer on WJFF Radio Catskill in Jeffersonville, New York.
Another special recognition award was given to Junior Vasquez. His name is hardly new to fans of dance music due to his expertise as a DJ, remixer, and producer of both famous and new artists.
And the last honorary award was the Out Music Heritage Award, which went to Tom Wilson Weinberg. In the late 70s, Tom began singing queer-themed songs in gay coffee houses, which led to his 1979 album, Gay Name Game, one of the earliest of that genre. He also brought queer lyrics to musical theater for several productions and continues with new projects to this day.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Michael and Dan and the Out Music Board, Ed Mannix, and everybody who's been involved in this great afternoon.
You're listening to a special Out Music Awards edition of Audiophile here on This Way Out, the international gay and lesbian radio magazine. I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Christopher David Trentum. There were awards given this year in three new categories. The styles of the nominees in the category of inspirational recording ranged from spoken word and political to religious.
And the recipient is a veteran of inspirational recordings. She's Marcia Stevens Pino, who won for her album, You Called Us Good.
Created in your image from heaven. us all so different, and yet we're just like you. You know us best, yet love us most, imperfect works of art. Others see the outer shell, but you know us by heart. You called us good.
You called us good.
You called us good.
Marcia's good friend, Christian Andreasen, enthusiastically accepted the award on her behalf.
Let me tell you something about Marcia Stevens. She is a pioneer. And, you know I was up for this category with her, but I am thrilled that she got this award. She's called the mother of contemporary Christian music. She wrote a hymn. She's an awesome, awesome lady, and I want to accept this for her because 5 years ago, well, 6 years ago, we had the Glammas, and she was there for me, and she held my hand, and this time she got it, and I am thrilled.
This was also the first year for the category of graphic design for an album cover, which went to an artist going by the name of Scrojo, for his creative cover for the CD White Trash Girl by Candy Kane.
And the last new category was for Outstanding Video, won by Lucas Hauser, producer of a video for hip-hop artist Caswell for his song, Do You Wanna Break Up? Caswell accepted the award.
I can't believe anyone even saw the video, so it's really nice to be here. I know that everybody got involved in the music industry for their own personal reason, but I really, truly hope that some way, somehow, we all start to make a lot of money. I really do. I really think that's when a lot of change is gonna happen, because no one gets attention like the one making the dollars, and hopefully that'll be me too, and God bless you, thank you.
It seems every time the members of the group Girly Man release an album, they win an OutMusic Award. It happened again this year when their CD, Little Star, won for Outstanding New Recording, Duo, or Group.
But I was in love with that blonde girl. She kissed me twice behind the counter. When I asked her to get into my car, she called her man and said, don't bother.
On a much higher energy level were the winners for Outstanding New Recording Band, the group Triple Cream, for their album This Might Hurt.
Seasonal releases are always very popular in the category of Outstanding Chorus or Choir, which proved true this year for the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus and their album, Home for the Holidays, live at the Castro Theater.
One of the most competitive categories this year was for Outstanding Songwriter. Toshi Regan was presented the award for her album, Have You Heard?
Didn't I tell you that you feel no pain? Didn't I tell you? Once you're gone, you'll be back again. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you that you want some? Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you it would be all young? Didn't I tell you?
Most of the winners are decided by a panel of judges, but the final two awards are chosen by votes of the entire OutMusic membership. The OutMusician of the Year Award for 2006 was given to New York rocker Robert Urban. He was recognized not only for his music, but also for his cultural activism.
Thank you very much. This means a lot. I really want to thank the members of OutMusic. You have no idea how much this means. Thank you very much.
And a very special award is Out Song of the Year. It is designed to honor the song that best speaks to our GLBT experience. This year's honor went to Jen Foster for the title track from her album, The Underdogs.
Second grade, Billy Sims, playing out by the jungle gym. all the boys laughed at him for some sort of speech impediment. And they knocked him down. And I pushed them off. And they kicked our asses, 'cause we were the underdogs.
Thank you guys so much. You know, when I was growing up, I always felt kind of on the outside and a little bit alone. And I know now that that was a lot because I was gay and I was dealing with that. And the Underdogs is sort of a tribute to the strength that it takes to be yourself. And I commend all of you here tonight, because I know if you're here, you're being yourself. So I just want to dedicate that to you. And I want to thank everybody that's helped me, my street team, Beth Tallman, my girlfriend Kelly. I just, you know, love to all of you guys. Thank you so much.
The Out Music Awards are just one aspect of Out Music's activities, which include monthly events around the U.S. To find out more about Out Music, please visit www.outmusic.com, where there are links to the websites of the winners of the awards and much more.
That's it for this special edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at Post Office Box 66648, Houston, Texas, 77006, or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm Christopher David Trentum.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. Keep listening.
Judson Tate, didn't have a homecoming date.
It's a melodious half-hour collection of our audiophile producers' picks for the best queer-created music of 2005.
We are flowers, wanting flowers.
I'm a white trash girl from the wrong side of town.
Take the time to understand the way I feel inside.
Log on to thiswayout.org to find out how you can own the Audiophile 2005 Year in Review. Thanks for tuning into This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. This week, Kathy Sanchez, Charles Hall, Rex Wachner, Bill Kelly, Graham Underhill, and J.D. Doyle, Chris Wilson, and Christopher David Trentum contributed program material. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can now listen online to This Way Out exclusively at outinamerica.com. Click on the features link on their front page. Most This Way Out operating expenses are funded by direct charitable donations from our listeners. Thank you. Log on to thiswayout.org to see how you can help keep this program on the air and choose from some special LGBT history, music, and culture CD thank you gifts. That's thiswayout.org. To sign up for our weekly emailed program information messages and or our occasional This Way Out updates, email tworadio@aol.com. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and the entire This Way Out family, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on WSUI, Iowa City, Iowa, CJSF, Burnaby, British Columbia, Boise Community Radio, Boise, Idaho, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Do stay tuned.